This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. WHO Kidney Health Resolution Needs Urgent Implementation Framework, Lancet Editorial Warns. Editorially reviewed by Proffer, Georgi Pikakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The World Health Organization's groundbreaking resolution on kidney health, adopted in November 2025, faces implementation challenges that could undermine its potential to address the global chronic kidney disease crisis, according to a new editorial in The Lancet. Key takeaways: WHO's November 2025 Kidney Health Resolution marked the first global recognition of CKD as a priority health issue. New health policy paper provides practical implementation framework, drawing from diabetes control successes. Integration with existing non-communicable disease programs offers the most viable path forward. 850 million people worldwide estimated to have chronic kidney disease. According to WHO data, global burden of chronic kidney disease, CKD, prevalence and mortality impact across regions. 2024 estimates 850 million people with CKD globally, 1.2 million annual deaths from CKD, 90 deaths in low-middle-income countries. Source: WHO Global Health Observatory 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. From recognition to action, the implementation challenge. The World Health Organization's resolution on kidney health represented a watershed moment after decades of neglect for chronic kidney disease on the global health agenda. However, The Lancet editorial emphasizes that policy adoption and practical implementation are fundamentally different challenges. The editorial points to historical patterns where international health resolutions face opposition, inertia, and indifference during operationalization phases. This concern is particularly acute for CKD, which has traditionally received less attention compared to other non-communicable diseases like diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Learning from Diabetes, a Proven Integration Model, a health policy paper featured in the same issue of The Lancet, offers a roadmap based on successful diabetes control programs. The paper argues that integrating kidney health initiatives within existing non-communicable disease frameworks presents the most pragmatic approach to implementation. This integration model has proven effective in diabetes management across multiple healthcare systems, particularly in resource-constrained settings. The authors suggest that CKD prevention and management can leverage existing infrastructure, training programs, and care pathways already established for diabetes care. For more insights on health policy developments, our coverage provides ongoing analysis of global health initiatives. Operational framework for global implementation. The health policy paper outlines specific mechanisms for translating the WHO resolution into actionable programs. Key recommendations include establishing CKD screening protocols within existing diabetes and hypertension programs, training healthcare workers on early detection methods, and developing integrated treatment guidelines. The framework emphasizes the importance of adapting implementation strategies to local healthcare contexts while maintaining core quality standards. This approach recognizes that successful CKD programs must work within existing health system capacities rather than requiring entirely new infrastructure. The editorial stresses that without concrete implementation frameworks, the WHO resolution risks becoming another well-intentioned but ineffective policy statement. The authors call for immediate action from WHO member states to begin pilot programs based on the proposed integration model. Critical next steps for global kidney health. The Lancet editorial identifies several urgent priorities for moving from resolution to results. These include developing standardized implementation toolkits, establishing monitoring and evaluation frameworks, and securing sustained financing mechanisms for integrated NCD programs. Particular emphasis is placed on addressing the stark global inequities in CKD care, with the majority of kidney disease deaths occurring in low and middle-income countries. The editorial argues that the integration approach offers the most realistic path to expanding access to kidney health services in these settings. The authors also highlight the need for political commitment beyond the initial resolution adoption, noting that sustained implementation requires ongoing advocacy and resource allocation at national levels. For healthcare professionals seeking updates on clinical developments in kidney disease management, our dedicated coverage tracks emerging treatments and guidelines. Efforts to implement and operationalize these kinds of agreements are often met with opposition, inertia, and indifference, highlighting the critical gap between policy adoption and practical action. The Lancet Editorial Board, The Lancet, 2026. For patients, integrated CKD screening within diabetes and hypertension programs could enable earlier detection and treatment access globally. For clinicians, new implementation frameworks provide practical guidance for incorporating kidney health assessments into routine NCD care protocols. For policymakers, the integration model offers cost-effective mechanisms for fulfilling WHO resolution commitments within existing healthcare budgets. Frequently asked questions: what makes chronic kidney disease implementation challenging compared to other NCDs? CKD has historically received less attention and funding compared to diabetes or cardiovascular disease, resulting in limited infrastructure and awareness. The integration approach leverages existing diabetes programs to overcome these barriers. How would integration with diabetes programs work in practice? Healthcare workers would screen for kidney function during routine diabetes visits using existing laboratory networks and training programs. This approach maximizes efficiency while expanding CKD detection capabilities. What are the main barriers to implementing the WHO Kidney Health Resolution? The Lancet editorial identifies opposition, inertia, and indifference as primary challenges, along with resource constraints and competing health priorities in many countries. The path from the WHO resolution on kidney health to meaningful global action requires immediate implementation of proven integration strategies. Success will depend on political will, sustained funding, and the practical application of lessons learned from diabetes control programs across diverse healthcare settings. Source: The Next Steps for Chronic Kidney Disease.